Sarah, will you come down, please? And Amanda, will you come up and join us, please? Stand with this congregation. I have something for you. I understand that there is a party going on in the hall afterwards, so I want you all to get to work. Let's get it done, okay? You all can go get the party cleaned up. What do you think? Wait a minute. That's not the way it works in your household, and I know it. Dale?
No way.
No way, right?
No way.
John? What do you mean, John? I know. I see he's here. But this is about you.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this is the exact same thing that Jesus came to. Jesus came to just to sit and relax and have a good time. And one of them had something going on all the time, you know, like a big party going on. They got to clean, they got to set up, got to do all this kind of stuff. And the other one, probably like you, wanted to sit over here and just sit down and take some time, right? Would that be a fair assessment?
No.
Never?
Never.
Uh-huh. How many of you have siblings that this kind of stuff went on when you were kids? You have stuff like that? Mom! You know, I told the children's message, but it comes back the same, doesn't it? Mom! Or maybe you had kids like that, that every time you asked them to do something, well, make him do it. Well, make me do it. Hey, I don't want to do it. I want to watch the TV instead of... Yes? All right, I'll take those from you. You don't have to do it now. Pick them up after the service. They'll be right here. And when you're done, the parlor needs to be cleaned too. So there you go. All right, thank you. Thank you. In this story, Mary and Martha are together, and they have a brother named Lazarus. And you know, Lazarus becomes a friend of Jesus. And now, I'm just imagining a little bit about this, and I'm thinking here, Lazarus is living with his two sisters. Okay? Got to be driving him crazy anyway, right? So here's a guy living, taking care of his two sisters. What do you think he might be wanting to do? Want to get married one of them off, right? So he finds this preacher guy, and he brings him home. And I'm not saying that's exactly what happened, but maybe it was an alternative with Lazarus, you know. I can get rid of one of my sisters, you know. So he brings Jesus home, and Mary is just fascinated with Jesus. You know, as you can almost see her looking at his eyes and going, oh, my, how, you know, wonderful. And he's so smart, and he's cute, too, right? Do we ever talk about Jesus being cute? I wonder. Anyway. So they come home, and she comes home, and Jesus comes along. And, you know, it's tough for Jesus. He's been preaching, and he's been doing all this stuff, and he's been working hard, and he's been curing the sick and giving sight to the blind, and people are just pressing in, and he just needs to get away. So he goes to the house of Mary and Martha. And you know, the house of Mary and Martha is about the same distance from Jerusalem as it is from here to my house. About 8 miles. And Jesus is on the trip, and he goes this 8 miles, and he gets to the house of Mary and Martha in Bethany. And there he's in Bethany, and he just wants to sit and relax. And Mary gets it, and she's sitting there with him. But Martha's got that A type of personality. You know, everything's got to be done just so. You know, I imagine Martha's one of those ones that get up in the morning and starts working as soon as her feet hit the floor, right? And she's cooking and she's cleaning and she's doing all this other stuff and she's trying to make this house right. And she wants everything to be perfect and it's just got to look just so. Who's got a house where things have to look just so? It's got to be in just the right place and God forbid... Right? Did she freak out when it gets dusty? If she come and go like this and go, oh, I got to dust that? Yeah, I know. My house was like that until 2 weeks ago. Now it's, I'll worry about the mud when they're gone. You know? So everything has got to be just so. So she's working hard. And here, this brother of hers brings home this stranger, this itinerant preacher, and he sits around the house, and she can't get any of her work done, and the dinner's not getting cooked, and I can just see her taking the mop or the broom like this, and just she's just mopping the floor like this, and as she's mopping the floor, notice I never mop the floor, can you tell from my style? She's mopping the floor like this, and all of a sudden she's getting hotter. Why can't somebody help me? Why do I got to do all this work by myself? And then she's getting mad. Mop her feet. And I'm sure she's mopping around Jesus, and he's just sitting there going, okay, everything's cool. I can just see if Jesus has been cool. She's getting mad. And finally, she doesn't go to Mary, because Mary ain't going to listen to her anyway, right? She goes right to the boss. Hey, Jesus, why don't you tell that good-for-nothing lazy sister of mine to get out here and help me work? Why am I doing all this? Kind of be upset, right? And she thinks Jesus is going to say, yeah, let's all get up and pitch in and let's get the job done. And, and what's Jesus say? Mary's found the better way, right? What's important here, Jesus says to her, is having this house immaculately clean and everything in its right spot, is that the most important thing? What was that?
Sometimes.
Is that the most important thing? Or is it the most important thing to be with people, to hear the word, to experience God's grace? You know, I got to admit, sometimes this is like the pot, whether you old saying pot calling the kettle black, because I get caught up in this, right? You all come over to the house, and what am I doing? I'm standing in the kitchen frying crab cakes, right? All night long. Except when I give it to Marty, and Marty sets my stove on fire. Other than that, I'm frying crab cakes, doing all kinds of stuff. And I don't get to spend the time with you that I want to, because my priority is messed up a little bit. My priority is messed up. It's nice to have a clean and nice and beautiful home and do all the things. And well, wait a minute, let me switch it here a little bit, because this is about Mary and Martha. But maybe it should be about Dale and Paul. You know? Dale works all the time. He's making all the money. He's spending 50 hours a week at work or 60 hours a week at work, leaving his brother Paul or his wife home to do all the work at home, take care of all the children, all that other kind of stuff, because he's got to make the money, right? That's the most important thing, because that's his thing, right? And guess what happens? 10 years pass, and his kids are grown up, and he goes, where were they? I missed it, right? I missed it all. Doesn't make any difference whether you're cleaning the floor or you're making the bucks or you're spending all your time on your hobby fixing your car or you spend all the time practicing your instruments and none of the time with your wife. Not mentioning any names. Or you find that you can hide in the basement when the grandkids are here. Who am I talking about? What Jesus was saying is set your priorities and make the most important thing the most important thing. You know, you cannot make all this money and still be happy. You cannot have an immaculate, clean house, but still be happy. Because sometimes when you get things out of order, by the time the end comes, you go, oh my God, I missed the whole thing. You're getting married. This is part of my wedding counseling, okay? You're getting married, okay? And how long? less than 2 months. 3 weeks before your wedding, stop fussing over the small stuff. Okay? If there's a button that doesn't get sewn on your wedding dress, so what? If there's a name tag out of place, so what? Because what you end up doing is you ruin the whole scene by worrying over nothing. Instead, when you get married, spend time in preparation for the holy covenant you're about to make. And when you have a chance to sit at Jesus' feet, take it and listen. Because what you're going to get out of that relationship is far more valuable than however much money you gather or however clean your house is. Okay? Because what he's given you is going to last for all time. You know? In a week, my grandkids go home. And I'm going to miss them. I might not even clean the house for another week after they get home, just so I can see their footprints. Was that crazy to have them for 3 weeks? Well, I thought so. Maybe when they leave, I won't feel so. Because I already know the times I hug them at night. I know when I give my grandson the book of Joshua, and he tells me, Muzz, I've read 165 pages in it, and he's 10 years old, or 8 years old. They're the most important things. Choose the better way. The better way is being in relationship, especially with God and the gifts that God has given you. Now, I'm not telling you got to live in a dirty house. I'm not telling you got to be poor. I'm not telling you anything like that. But set the priorities and the parameters. But make sure you spend time at the Master's feet listening to what he's saying to you. And he will give you peace and love and joy. And all the people of God said, Amen. Amen.